I insist you stop at the Cinnabon.
Actually, wouldn't it be the Spinnabon?
It has Spinnabon. It has been centuries. Okay, I can't really taste it anymore, but I can absorb its essence.
Later, Entux's mother will wonder why the holocron is sticky.
And smells of cinnamon. But for some reason, that particular holocron appears to be more pleased than all the others.
Holocrons are like cats. They're always smug when they're inexplicably sticky.
Cold open banter aside, hello and welcome to Lasers and Feelings. This is going to be GURPS Wars edition. Not that we're playing GURPS. No one will be doing RAND numbers this evening. And if they do, something's gone horribly wrong. Or one really, really hopes, if they're doing RAND numbers, that it was a feelings roll. My name is Crash. I'll be your GM this evening. Tonight, I'm joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. Who would like to share who their character is this evening?
Ranged fight attack prepared expert.
The tradition lives on.
I can go first if you want.
Okay.
Kira Maverick, who is a youngster who was old enough to, well, when a gang wanted to have a bunch of kids run around and be plausibly deniable to the cameras, except maybe as truants, they acquired a bunch of kids from the orphanages because there are a fair number of orphans in the Empire because, you know, there was a war on till fairly recently. So that's where Kira came from. Her parents died in action and different actions even, but oh well. And she was lured away and turned into someone to run messages and small stolen things, etc., until rescued by a trio of heroic Sith who came and took them away from that horrible basement they were in and brought them to one of the Sith's parents and they're also Sith and they have the coolest stuff.
And long-time listeners of GURPS Wars will know exactly where these characters that we're playing tonight fit in with the timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Yay! Would you like to tell us about your character?
I'm Teha, and I'm not an archaeologist yet, but I'm gonna be. Or something else, I don't know. But there are all these neat things that the lords have in their library, and I want to know how it works. And maybe I can't use the Force. Almost certainly I can't use the Force. I hold out hope, but I want to know how they work. And that means learning how to not set off the bad things accidentally. And also, I was kidnapped for a while and all of that stuff, but I don't want to talk about that.
And last but not least, Ellie, please tell us about your character.
Ikima mikusa hospida, ikinieta gokona, shabia namba kikuli, ogama ho miketa kizo, yukuzu kenza kina, utimi.
One of these characters is a Jawa. We will not reveal which one. It's up to the audience to use context clues and figure it out. There might be a prize.
I'm not a Jawa, I'm just wearing a hoodie.
I was sipping my water. What would be really funny is if that was said in character while it's Teha, am I saying it right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was standing right next to Amiad. There's a notable height difference. One of you has glowing yellow eyes. The other one definitely does not.
Indeed.
So here is the premise for tonight's adventure. In a recently concluded arc, a trio of Sith apprentices, although two of them are now lords, brought back a collection of artifacts that Some of them had some rather strong personalities. There may have been a betting ring where two orphans decided to see if they could make them fight. Ren lost 5 credits. That's besides the point. I am going to read what Ellie wrote in a little bit. I am trying to finish talking about the plot, but Ellie writes wonderful things that draw my attention. Unfortunately, what occurred after these were all relocated to Entuxa's mother's house, where a significant number of orphans are still currently staying, not all of them are there anymore. Some of them have been returned to families who were missing them. Some of them have perhaps been adopted through other means. But is it safe to say there might be boarding schools? Is it safe to say, Beth, that Entuxa's mother can be a little possessive at times?
I would say that all Sith can be a little possessive at times. The more apparently altruistic a Sith is, the more likely they are to simply have a definition of mine that is very inclusive.
That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Monty, go back to craft services. I ate everything there already. Monty, regardless, we understand how this works. Wonderful. So there are still a few orphans who may or may not be de facto adopted. One of them decided to take one of these Sith artifacts that may or may not be possessing the spirit of a deceased Lord of the Sith to school for show and tell. Unfortunately, it did not make the return trip.
That's bad.
This could potentially be quite bad. Yes, the student made the return trip. The holocron did not, or whatever it happens to be, did not. I forget the actual description. We can wibbly wobbly it if we want, because I don't want to necessarily conflict with the main lore. Yo, that is glorious. You just written. It has been decided among all of the children that are still staying in this particular location that it would be best for all parties involved if Entux's mother never discovered that this particular artifact failed to return home. And after a short discussion with some individuals who were doing their best to make a facsimile of it out of macaroni glue and an amount of tempera paint that we will not discuss, the best solution would be to find it. I only caught the last bit of that. What?
A slight murmur of, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah. The best solution would be to find it and bring it home. Perhaps not its definition of home, but your definition of home.
Uh-huh. Heck yeah.
Now, here's the first question for the party. Was it one of you who failed to bring it back, or was it a different child?
I said it was a bad idea.
Yara didn't even know that someone had done that because she had her nose in a book.
Okay. And unfortunately, I only speak Jawa when I'm playing one. I don't know what Utini meant in this particular circumstance.
Utini.
I'm loving this. I am loving this. This is great.
No, it was not me.
Okay. So then we are going to say it was one of the younger children who perhaps likes to receive praise for having cool things and having done cool things, but perhaps was a little bit more easily manipulated into letting someone see it who probably shouldn't have seen it. And then that person looked with their hands, not with their eyes.
That's
and then
always
looked
bad
with their
Sith
feet
artifacts.
as they moved quickly away.
Always bad with Sith artifacts.
Yes. But, you know, it's fine because that one child was able to give you a description of what the person looked like.
Oh.
And anyone who cares to may tell me how they use a laser's roll or feelings, if you can really convince me it's a feelings roll, to research who this person might be.
We need to get into the school records, don't we?
Utini?
Oh, it was...
Maybe there's a yearbook?
It was lost on the way home.
Oh no. Internet post? Holonet post?
Was it lost on public transit?
They were walking home because they wanted to stop and buy candy on the way.
Maybe we could get on the Lord's computer and see if they have personnel files?
As luck would have it.
Worth a try?
As luck would have it, the Lord and Lady of the home are currently out. So no one can stop you, unless another orphan decides to intervene, from getting on the computer to do research, that would mean that you have something that's helping you. So you may use 2d6 to make a lasers roll for research.
Yay.
And yes, Ollie, I was thinking the same thing when I said candy shop. Well, buying candy. I didn't say candy shop specifically.
So I rolled my number twice.
That's two laser feelings. That counts as two successes. By the rules, you do it well. Good job. So you have taken your younger compatriot who perhaps is feeling very terrible about not having an artifact anymore and also feels a little bad for not being allowed to go get another one into the computer room, and you load up some images and you go through, and as you're scrolling through a bunch of images, trying to match descriptions, doing searches, they point and go, That one. That's who it is. That's who took it.
Oh.
And.
Oh, good.
Yes. Well, very good. Matter of fact, you found them very quickly because they have made a name for themselves. Well, the Republic would refer to them as a pirate. They're not referred to as a pirate here on Drummond Kos because they were a privateer. That's totally different. That's pirating with a license. And as you know, if you have a license, it's not really pirating. Because your software has a license, you're fine. But yes, that ancient Sith artifact is now in the hands of possibly a group of space pirates. But because they're well-known space pirates, I mean, they weren't like one of the huge names, but they did make a name for themselves. You are able to look up the name of their ship and where they like to hang out. So you're getting this information also. I am using the name generator that has been shared with me by, I think Beth linked it, further up in the chat, to not use the name that is 90% vowels by volume, nor the one that's 90% consonants by volume. I'm going to go with Hans Afu, because having the pirate be named Hans is very funny to me. Apparently, Hans is canonically a Star Wars name. This is great.
I'm their not second sure in command, those names are canonical at all, but we'll go
their
with
second
them.
In command is Franz.
Oh, no.
They're trying to transition from space piracy to doing a workout holovid show. It hasn't picked up traction yet.
Okay, I have two questions.
Well,
one?
You rolled two laser feelings, so I need to answer two questions. Ask away.
What's the fastest way for us to get to the spaceport?
Hailing a space Uber.
Two, what useful thing is around that I could grab?
I'm going to turn this around. You tell me. There's certainly something useful you can grab. You are in Intuxa's mom's house.
And her dad's.
Well, yes.
He's just quieter.
Yeah. The dad canonically sits there with a sweater vest and a tablet that folds in half with a space pipe in his mouth going, that's nice, dear. Regardless, if you're looking for things that are useful, you are in a target-rich environment.
I vote that one of the things that we should put in our backpack, well padded, is a breakable. A trinket that looks cool, but exists only for a Sith to vent their rage upon when they don't want to break something important.
Bikini.
Why did a Jawa follow us home anyway?
I think maybe they're visiting the Lords.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't speak Jawa.
There is discussion among the other orphans. Oh, sorry, what was that?
Assuming he's in Tainipa.
None of the other orphans speak Jawa. There is some discussion about whether or not Ellie's character is here to be a babysitter. There is not a consensus.
Well,
I
bet there's an archaeology kit around which has like tools in it and stuff. And I bet maybe some of those tools can be used to break into things that aren't thousands of years old, too.
Ooh, good idea.
You may each add one helpful thing to your inventory. And if you don't know what it should be yet, just name it one helpful thing. And later on, you can say, I would have brought, and that'll be fine. One of the older children says, wait. I'm taking a beginner class in Jawa at school. And they ask very poorly where the bathroom is.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
But they say it in a way where with the gestures indicate they are trying to say what their name is. I said they were taking a Jawa class. I didn't say they were good at it.
Ithiwarawa, Ngasha, Tandikwa.
This is similar to, but so much better than the Supers game that we got to finish the second half of that one session we've recorded where Ellie's character is just saying meep, meep the entire time.
I have reached into my local toolkit and withdrawn a laser cutter. Because the archaeologists aren't allowed to have lightsabers.
Because if they had lightsabers, people might mistake them for Sith. And that would be an extreme social faux pas.
It's the Star Wars equivalent of the tiny plastic swords that people stick into sandwiches.
Except it actually does laser cutting.
Well, there is that. Meanwhile, Ellie has a feelings cutter.
Because lasers are feelings. Video.
Okay, so some credits were left in case you wanted to order pizza or something while the Lord and Lady of the House were out. And there's also food in the fridge, so no one's going to starve if you, in fact, use these credits to call a space Uber or even a space Lyft. Oh, the space Lyft mostly
space
just
taxi.
Take you up to orbit and down again.
Yeah, they have taxis.
Space yellow cab.
Droid taxis all over the place. Sorry.
You are, in fact,
mechanized travels for official business only.
This is a if you know, you know joke. I am aware that it is a joke. I am aware that it is a reference. And I'm going to smile and nod and say that we cut to you arriving at the spaceport.
Okay. So... and now our plan is to find their ship.
Opaqua, right. Baruba.
Baruba, Bahama, come on, pretty hot sauce?
Nieta.
Right. Ship.
We gotta make sure that they don't leave with the artifact.
Sabotage.
As soon as you say that we have to make sure they don't leave with the artifact, you see a ship lifting up from the spaceport and flying off into orbit.
That better not have been them.
It is not the right ship. It is a totally different ship. But I will say that the panic that you all felt when I said that was likely in character. It was the timing of it.
Yes. Yes.
You've seen pictures of the ship. You've seen the name of the ship. It's called the Cephalopod.
At least it's not a cephalopod.
Yeah.
That would imply things. That would imply that the artifact summoned tentacles. Like on cartoons.
I mean, it might?
It might. We've got to get on there before it summons tentacles.
Yeah.
And eats people's faces.
If it eats the privateer's faces, do we care?
We might get in trouble.
That's true. Come on. We need to find...
The last I need you in the
Lupini.
Amiab will start heading into the spaceport.
We follow.
Okay. The spaceport is large and busy and crowded. There's a lot of people moving around. There's small craft that are moving large boxes around. There's large craft that are moving small boxes around. There appears to be a multitude of mouse droids going in any direction a mouse droid can go in. And oddly, one that appears to have suction cups attached to its little wheel, so it is going alongside the wall. Yeah, it is making a little sound as it goes. And for some reason, its noise that it's making sounds infinitely more cheerful.
It's gloating.
If translated, its beep beeps translate into, there's no way Lord Stabby can get me up here. I have the high ground. It's over.
Sure.
Do Jawas generally understand basic?
Utini.
Yuyu.
The joke isn't getting tired for me at all. It's only getting better.
Just imagine the extremely worried, somewhat furrowed brow going on with your listeners. You know where to find the pirates, right?
The last Amiad will head deeper into the spaceport.
Follow that Chawa.
You arrive at a space Cinnabon. I didn't say that's your final destination, but you do pass one. Is Cinnabon still a thing? I haven't seen one in years.
I have no idea.
Regardless, Ellie, does your character know where to go?
Maybe.
What strategy are you using to get to the cephalopod?
Well, the first strategy is going toward where the ships would be.
Okay. You have found hangar after hangar after hangar of ships.
After that, I'm going to look for an information kiosk.
Okay. You go up to an information kiosk. It runs an algorithm to determine that you are standing in front of it, probably for information. There's a chime and it says, information.
Mumalu. Lawasa Kolopo. Kurusa. Ukwas.
Processing. At the tone, it will be 8:23 in the evening.
And Rubar.
We need to find the cephalopod.
Processing. The nearest ocean is, and gives a unit of measurement equivalent to miles, to the northeast.
Can I use a laser's roll to gently thump the thing on the side so that Teha can find out where the thing is without this hunk of second-rate circuits giving the wrong interpretation?
Give me a laser's roll, and have you paid attention to interactions with artificial intelligences in your school lessons?
Okay, so I picked for a style, I decided to go with nerdy and a goal of study hard.
Okay, nerdy and study hard. So I'm going to say you may roll 3d6 for your laser's roll.
Ooh, that's expert, I assume.
And that is two successes. You do this well. Here's the problem. Someone went and changed the language settings. It wasn't on Jawa or Galactic Common. You don't know what language it was. The language it was switched to was written in the alphabet of the language it was switched to.
Probably Huttese or something. Punch buttons. Make it be to Galactic Standard.
You have set it back to Galactic Standard. Information?
Your turn.
We need to get to the hangar of the ship called the cephalopod.
Processing. Cephalopod located. A mouse droid will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
A mouse droid rolls up from behind you. It has a little flag taped to it that extends up maybe about a foot and a half on a little very flexible pole. No one's going to get injured by bumping into this. It would break or bend, but it provides a little bit more visibility than the average mouse droid. And it is labeled in such that you know that it is, in fact, here specifically to guide people from one location to another.
Oh, thank goodness.
It pauses.
Ah, Lawasa Ukwas.
It beeps happily at you and then drives away.
Follow that mouse droid.
Follow the mouse droid. Okay.
So it is a high visibility mouse droid, so far as mouse droids go.
It's been painted safety orange.
I'm going to need someone to tell me how they make sure they don't lose track of it and make a roll. But it's going to be one roll for everyone.
Reach out and hang on to the... Sorry. You go, Ellie.
No, you go ahead. I'm thinking about how I want to do this.
Okay. Kira's idea is to reach out and hang on to the little flag gently and run along beside it.
Okay.
Ellie has an idea as well.
Okay.
That's better than mine.
Here is the problem. I'm not going to say that's a laser's roll. That's going to be a feelings roll. Now, it is moving at mouse droid speed, and it is in a crowded spaceport. So it's not going to be breaking any land speed records. So that is in your favor. And it is supposed to be guiding you. So it's not going to try to lose you. Roll 3d6 for a feelings roll. Zero successes. Nope. How do you lose track of this mouse droid?
Someone comes barreling through, jumps the mouse droid, but the little flag is the thing. Since I wasn't holding it tightly enough, that would be like potentially damaging the mouse droid if I bent it or whatever. It is ripped from my little fingers. And I say naughty words like criff.
When the person barrels through and makes you lose your grip, they are followed by a tiefling moving at speed. Not tiefling.
What's the word?
Nefaronian?
No. No, I was way off with this. With the Leku.
Twi'lek.
Twi'lek. Begins with a T, but my mind went blank. My mind went blank for the actual word, and I filled it in with tiefling. A Twi'lek moves past at speed, literally jumping over you, followed by someone else running past, going behind you, trying to catch up, going, Sen, wait. We need this one alive. But they're out of view now.
They look familiar.
Very familiar. Our heroes.
For a definition of hero, yes. So you have definitely made it closer to the cephalopod, but you have not reached it yet. And you have lost your tour guide. What do you do next?
Well, Criff, you shouldn't say that.
Mambe, Lukobobo.
Do you have any ideas?
Are there any signs?
How do you look for signs?
It's my eyes? I'm sorry, Craig.
This is one of those spaceports that has the names of the ships outside the hangars, like movie theaters.
Yes. There's little dot matrix LED displays that slowly have the ship name scrolling past them. If the ship name is too long, you just fit.
2:30, 4:30, 7 o'clock.
But, no.
Some species like to name their ships a variety of things. Different times of the day is apparently one of the possible names.
Well, if it's saying when they're leaving.
It could be saying when they are scheduled to arrive and or leave.
It's an easy place. To the party with popcorn and junior mints.
Let's all go to the lobby.
No.
Roll for sticky floor.
I think that's a given.
Yeah.
With the number of mouse droids here, still a given.
I mean, some of them are have little scrubbers like tiny Zambonis.
Well, yes, but it's not a matter of whether or not the mouse droids are cleaning things. It's a matter of whether or not they can keep up. It's busy.
They cannot. It's busy.
A slug-like species goes past and shrugs and then keeps going.
Looking up and at the walls to determine where signs are and what they look like, etc., as described, and then, okay, we got to figure out which one is the right one.
Okay. Give me
it's gotta be ahead of us.
Give me a lasers roll, 2d6.
Lasers.
And now you roll double fives, which is once again, not the same character, but once again, two laser feelings.
So we find it, presumably quickly.
Yes. It turns out there's also additional signs that say this way to ships, and then it lists a bunch of ships, and one of them was cephalopods. So you were able to follow the signs to go in the right direction. And you were about to ask me questions, I believe.
How can we best sneak in and make sure that the ship does not... I mean, sneaking in and getting at the ship's vital electronics or whatever. Kiero is trying to figure out if they can quietly sabotage it so it can't get away before we've gotten the artifact back.
Well, you've got two things in your court. One of them is that space pirates are not known for being more aware of their surroundings than the average Imperial troops. And anyone who's done a stealth mission in Swator or any other MMO knows full well that NPCs are very bad at noticing things or aiming, both technically. The other thing in your favor is when your collection of orphans was being raised by a more nefarious group, you were being trained in how to get past security cameras and steal things.
That's true.
As one of the nerdier ones, you've gotten some training in how to do that. You go up to the security system and you go, this is Unix. I know this. And then an unusually large velociraptor appears. Regardless, what's your other question?
Do you have any questions I should be asking? Teha, Ellie? Amiad.
Utini. Where the correct response to that is a Reuben sandwich.
No, maybe. Is there perchance a console nearby by which I can, say, jam the force screens on this bay to a position where they will not let the ship through until they are significantly unjammed?
There are terminals spaced relatively... Eo has shared character art.
Aww, it's cute.
Pigtails. Mm-hmm. There are terminals spaced quite far apart, but still at regular intervals that are meant for station workers to operate. How grown is your character?
13.
Okay. So then I would argue that you are in fact tall enough that you can take a look at the kiosk. You might have to be on tiptoe just a little bit, but we will not need to have you comically upon someone's shoulders to access the terminal.
Dried up confidently?
To which the GM goes, oh, darn.
Sorry. And attempt to do the thing.
Okay.
I could climb on your shoulders if it would make you feel better.
No, I think I'm fine. I'd collapse.
You're nerdy and study hard. And also, this is something that you were being taught to do before you were rescued. So this is going to be a laser's roll with 3d6.
Ooh, fingers crossed. I did not, in fact, roll an infernal intervention, so... And I get another... I got 3, 4, 5.
You got one laser feelings. You got 3 successes. I believe that is a critical success. You discover that they connected their ship network to the station network to download the latest episodes of their favorite Holovids.
Oh no, it's Murderbot.
It's Sanctuary Moon.
And in the process, neglected to have their firewall turned on. All you needed was their password. And it turns out one of the crew members did have a password of...
Password.
Better than password. They were told to get a password better than password. So they wrote in better than password. It was either going to be that or we see rules.
Password one.
Yeah. Yes, Ellie. Password one. Regardless, you're in. You have a full view of their ship computer network. You can,
do
in fact,
I have their
erase,
internal cameras?
You can erase their high scores in the built-in solitaire games.
Now I'll look for the cameras.
You find the cameras. Half of them are showing stock footage on loop.
Right. Okay,
you're
so
dealing with space pirates.
So,
they hacked their own system so the captain wouldn't see what they were doing.
So the question is, Teha, you got a laser cutter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we grab some jackets and pretend that we're very short technicians who have to get on and fix their engines somehow? Or do we just try to cut into their hull and make a hole and get into their cargo bay?
I'm not good at talking to people. Are you good at talking to people?
No. Are you good at talking to people?
No. I just make...
Amiad, are you good at talking to people?
Hiki Ibana.
Amiad is your people
sure,
person.
That's as much of a plan as any.
Your high visibility mouse
there
droid
you
comes
are.
Up behind you.
Oh, hey.
Our mouse droid's
come
good
here,
talking?
Little guy.
It comes over.
Let's pop this open and...
So help me if you tape the laser cutter to the mouse droid.
I was more thinking of those missions in SWTOR where you remote control a mouse droid to... do something sneaky and or play Untitled Mouse Droid Game.
I remember those. I like those.
Well, I will tell you this. One, I was only joking about the laser cutter thing because I didn't see how that would probably be relevant. I just wanted to make a reference to Lord Stabby again because Lord Stabby is wonderful and I'm glad that they exist. They are canon. I'm going to keep saying they're canon somewhere. They might not be canon in Beth's game. That's besides the point. They are canon somewhere. With that said, when you pop the mouse droid open, you discover that someone else had a similar idea. You don't think it's currently active, but the adjustments you would need to make to remote control this mouse droid have already been made.
This does not surprise me.
This Dromund Kaas, all the hacking that you expect to be able to do, someone's done it once before, at least.
I mean, that's really fair.
Yu. Yuhi Baruba. Hey.
Teha offered the...
You know how to do it?
Hello, Asa Vratapa Kimuntuske. Iki Parupa.
All right, then. Here.
You press the button to translate Jawa into a different language on the mouse droid, and then it says... which is an accurate translation from Jawa. And
Emiad waves away whatever Teha is offering and walks into the harbor. Harbor, hangar.
I was going to say, you pull a Mafa. As you just walk right into the hangar, we've been playing for about an hour. What do you say we take a short break?
Sure.
I can put away groceries.
I mean, Utini.
Okay, so we're back, and there was a Jawa approaching the cephalopod ship while someone is attempting to hijack a mouse droid that's had the jack installed already. You just have to hide it.
Right. So that should be easier, right?
Way easier.
So we hijack the mouse droid, we give it the laser cutter.
2d6 laser roll.
You want to roll that one?
Well, he is the one doing the hijacking, so.
Yep. And?
Two successes and a laser feeling. So, yes, you are able to tie it in with your data pad. So you've got a little control UI on your data pad that has a directional arrow thing, and there's a little button that you can press where every time you press it, it goes beep, 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 beep. And ask me your question.
Turbo.
Oh, no, the nitrous activates. The tails spin out. But ask me your question.
While the ship's in port, it's probably hooked up to something to, cycle in air so it's not running its generators for life support, that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, where's it connected up?
Most of the cables and pipes are all running to a port infrastructure that is just inside the door to this particular hangar.
Okay. I want to try to disconnect an air pipe and put a mouse droid into it.
Okay. You will have to remove the flag for it to fit. But fortunately, the flag is only taped on.
Oh, I tuck the flag behind my ear like a pen.
The flag is about 1 to 2 feet long, depending on where you count the beginning of it. So this, you can still do this, but it'll be precariously balanced.
I won't do that then.
Okay, but you can definitely attach the mouse droid. Well, not attach. You can definitely unattach this particular pipe. It's very much like turning, it's like pulling a lever, but you're making the connector rotate, and then that pipe just sort of falls to the ground, and the mouse droid doesn't even need to be lifted. It can just be driven right into the pipe.
Well, I'll tell you obviously how they clean out the pipes with mouse droids.
Yeah.
Also, a larger pipe allows for a larger volume of atmosphere to be pumped through, which also makes it's a good thing that you picked the right pipe, because there's also a pipe for waste removal that is the exact same size.
Yeah.
It's a universal connector.
Uh-huh.
Every now and then someone does accidentally or on purpose change the pipes around.
Oh, no.
They are color-coded, but some species are colorblind.
And some people are malicious.
And you're on Dromund Kaas. There's a lot of people who are malicious.
I mean, there's spaceport rules against it, I'm sure, but, you know.
Well,
and there are a lot of people on ships who annoy the spaceport staff.
Well, here's the thing. It's waste removal, not waste addition. So when you swap the pipes around, the ship will smell bad, surely. But the waste being removed will be pumped into the air filtration system, which is not designed for solids or liquids.
Yeah. They're probably cutoffs, but someone has to clean it.
That makes it an everyone's problem. So it's usually not the local staff who make the mistake maliciously.
True.
It's someone who's about to leave.
Yeah.
Who thinks that they can outrun turrets. or ran.
Anyway, that's the mouse droid handled for the moment.
Yes. And there is a Jawa approaching the ship. So, Amiad, what are you doing?
Ibana. I am approaching the ship and waving.
Okay. There is one space pirate who appears to be, they were about to go on the ship. They were carrying a what appears to be a large space paper bag. And they see you waving and they wave back with a questioning look on their face. The questioning look is in part because you are approaching them in their hangar and they weren't expecting a Jawa. And also, they're wondering why they chose to wave back, because that was just habit.
Mumalu, ikikuruza lulawasa, mambe?
No, sorry. I've already bought some Jawa scout cookies. You can really taste the sand.
Ibana taba, tado de opakwa.
I'm sorry. It's been a few years since I took Jawa. The bathroom is over there.
Yuyu. And Amiad's just going to walk up and start poking at panels under the ship.
They're still trying to talk to you. They're getting a little more frantic. The closest they've gotten to communicating with you in a meaningful way is they have told you that the library is, in fact, in the men's room.
Komja.
Cut to Kira or Kiera. Are you still messing with cameras?
Well, yes. Yeah, probably. And Teha can mess with the camera on the mouse droid and pilot the mouse droid. Kiera is kind of hoping that one of the working cameras will spot whoever it is who has the relic.
Okay. So here's the situation I'm going to paint. The various security cameras on the ship have toggle switches because somebody took effort into putting toggle switches on them that make play stock video set to true or false. So you can switch the cameras to stock footage when necessary for a mouse droid to go past and set them back to showing what's actually there afterwards so no one catches on.
If that'll work, sure.
Well, it'll require a roll for it to work, but in theory it could work because you have to time it to make sure that it's in effect while the mouse droid is going somewhere and not all the time.
I mean, why not all the time?
Because someone looking at the security cameras would notice that the camera is showing no movement at all when they know that someone walked past the camera. Because crewmates are also on the ship.
True. Probably better not to risk them turning everything on.
So,
all right.
So that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, calling back and forth to Teha, who's piloting, probably to make sure that I'm doing it at the right times.
You could be doing this while standing next to each other.
Okay.
Yes. So, Teha, how are you planning to go about piloting the mouse droid? I mean, I know the broad picture, but give me additional details.
Well, I'm going to drive it up the tube and hopefully find a way out of the vents and go looking for, or, you know, back in. Stay in the vents. I'm going to go looking for the cargo area.
Might do better to go look for the captain's quarters if it's the captain who took it.
You think he'll have it in his quarters? That's a bad place to put an artifact. I'll look in his quarters.
Yeah.
Space pirates after are not all, always known for others. Critical thinking skills.
He wouldn't want the others to be looting the cargo bay.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a question. My role?
Yeah?
I have a question about Teha's character sheet. Your role is very junior reclamation cadet. What do reclamation cadets do?
Archaeology.
Okay.
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if piloting little droids in tight spots in ruins was part of it, considering.
I'm going to be an archaeologist. Stealing artifacts from pirates is like archaeology, right?
It belongs
in a museum.
In the living room museum.
There's a shelf right next to the mantle. That's where it goes.
Exactly. That's the living room museum.
Currently, that shelf has a bag of sand.
Yeah.
That's of similar weight.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, Teha's going to roll a laser's roll that is 2d6. Kiara is going to roll 3d6 for a laser's roll. That's going to be one success for the mouse droid, and three successes and a laser feeling for Maverick. Okay, so no one who's paying attention to the security footage is ever going to notice that anything was wrong. Additionally, because of this great success, you are able to use the various cameras to provide an additional asset to Teha to get the mouse droid where it needs to be. So I'm going to count that as actually two successes instead of one.
Okay.
I am going to resolve what the mouse droid is doing specifically, but before we do that, I do not want to forget, ask me your laser feelings question.
Where's the captain?
The captain is in his quarters, laying in his cot, staring at the ceiling.
I will relay this to Teha. You should probably
that
also...
That sounds like a weird thing for him to be doing.
Yeah, he's probably having the artifact take over his mind or something. And you should cut to Arjawa.
The thing is, you know that because of the laser feelings roll. You do not know that because of the camera view. The captain does not have active cameras in his room.
Oh.
Most captains would probably not have an active camera in their room while they're in it.
If I have control of the camera toggles, can I camera his room?
You turn the camera on. There is a post-it note stuck over top of the camera lens. Like people do with modern laptops that they get from work.
Mine's an index card.
My computer has an actual dead switch for the camera that not only disconnects the power to it, but covers up the lens.
Nice.
Yeah. And a similar one for the microphone, but it doesn't cover up the microphone. It just disconnects the power. Regardless.
Cool cap over it.
So when the mouse droid gets to the end, it turns out that space pirates are also not known for thorough ship maintenance. They attended the good enough for now school of ship maintenance, which means that you really only need one screw in place to hold that air vent in there.
Oh, no.
So
what did the mouse droid fall onto?
No, I'm saying that you have an ease of egress if you wish to exit a vent, because it's just going to be like a flap for a doggy door.
Oh, I thought you were saying that since I only got one success, I found something, but well, then the mouse droid fell out of an air vent onto.
I'm counting it as two successes because Kiera's helping you out.
Oh.
And Kiera got a crit. And I can't really make the camera use be even better than it already is because it's pretty darn good. Where are you sending the mouse droid to specifically? Cargo Captain's or right. Captain?
Captain.
Okay. So you arrive at the captain's door. It is closed.
Back into the air vent. To try to get into the captain's air vent.
Okay. Yeah. You slide through the doggy door that is the air vent that's nearby. And just pop right on through to the other side. I mean, it was considered good enough because none of the crew were small enough to fit through that.
Hmm. They don't have any Gisk at the moment, so, you know.
Yes. Cut back to a certain Jawa who is pressing buttons outside the ship. What buttons are you pressing, and what's happening because of it?
That's a good question. Probably doors are opening and closing. Systems are shutting down and restarting. Hmm. Lulu Copa, Ikaruza, Uwano Bakwa.
I need to look at your character real quick. Yep, they're a Jawa. You are an engineer. Okay. So you are going at this to cause chaos, which is great because then I get to say it's a feelings roll instead of a lasers roll. And you're an engineer, which means you can cause chaos with machinery like no one's business. Well, it is someone's business. It's your business. It is your livelihood, perhaps.
Plus chaos?
Jawa. Oh, no.
Yes. Somewhere in an undisclosed location, a Jawa that the audience would recognize beams with pride, which basically just means their eyes glow a little bit brighter. In the mess, there is a space pirate who is just trying to get the space Keurig to give them that cup that they need. And it is... It's brewing the coffee in reverse. They didn't think it was possible, but somehow it is happening. There is another space pirate who is trying to go to the fresher. They really need to go. It's been chilly night. And every time they go to the door, it closes. They back up. They press the button. It opens. They go to go through the door. It closes again. They go to press the button again. It opens before they press the button. Subtitles have been turned off for the space anime that one of the space pirates is trying to watch. They are instead watching dubbed, not subbed, space anime.
Ew.
You are actively causing a significant amount of chaos. Actually, you know what? What I should have you do is make a roll. Give me 2d6 feelings roll, because engineer.
Oop, that was not what I meant.
I'll take the first two, which happen to both be successes. So that works. And the first one is a laser feeling. Ask me a question.
How many space pirates are there?
In total, there's about a dozen of them, but there's currently only six of them in the vicinity of the ship, including the captain, the one at the bathroom, the one in the mess, and the one who is very anxiously trying to explain to you that their name is George. That probably is not what they're trying to say, but it's been a very long time since they've taken a Jawa class.
Mumalu George.
They switch up to asking where the Lock to Triumph is. And for the record, the reason I asked you to make a roll was not to have all the chaos happen. I was going to give that to you regardless. The feelings roll was to thoroughly confuse the person who you are confronting, might not be the right word, but the person who is interacting with you, so that they're not just grabbing you and pulling you away from the console. And with two successes, they're just still trying to ask you questions or tell you to do things that are the various sentences that I don't remember from my intro to French class, because that was decades ago. Oh my gosh. I just counted the number of decades.
Oh no.
Let's move forward. all right. We are going to cut back to... I love that Ellie, after the fact, is providing the translations of what the character is saying in Jawaese.
I liked my approximation of Captain.
Big clan friend. Yeah, that makes sense.
For the record, asking for directions to the Luck to Triumph is a family story that shows that my inability with language is hereditary.
Oh, no.
I got it from my
father. This is not a language story, but... when I was in Greece, this is a family story that my mother loves. I was in Greece on a class trip. My parents were there because my father was giving a lecture somewhere. And it just happened to be at the same time. And so I had arrived like a week early for the class trip. And my mother and I spent the week going around Athens. And one day we were at the Agora, which is near the base of the Acropolis. And you could see the Parthenon on top of the Acropolis, where the Parthenon is. Exactly. They say of the Acropolis where the Parthenon is. They say of the Acropolis.
That's what I was referencing, yes, but please continue.
And another tourist came up to us and pointed up and said, "So is that the Parthenon?" And my mother and I, like, we were very graceful at the gracious. In the moment, but the idea that there might be a different one, just, you know, the better Parthenon somewhere, it tickled us.
This one's only a model. The real one's much bigger.
Of course, now I'm thinking about the XKCD comic about GeoGetzer. Oh, the Parthenon. We must be in Greece. What do you mean there's a Parthenon in Tennessee?
Yes, but it's built really weird. There's this one very, very thin piece that's maintained by a hobbyist. Anyway. You have one thoroughly confused pirate. We have accounted for two more that are not captains. The fourth one is the captain, and there are two more that I have not said where they are, but they are in the vicinity of the ship. The remaining six are on shore leave. Or
I'm successfully
equivalent.
Causing chaos.
You are successfully causing chaos, yes.
Chaos.
Teha, your mouse droid has entered the captain's cabin. The captain... Does the mouse droid have a microphone system for you to be able to listen in, or are you only getting visuals?
Well, it's a spaceport guide mouse droid, so it probably can listen to things.
Okay. The captain...
I would assume they've got some mount.
The captain is laying on their cot. They are definitely saying something, but what they're saying isn't coming through the mic properly. It's garbled. Not in a, well, he's speaking nonsense type of way. It's garbled in a, there might be a mechanical malfunction. It sounds distorted type of way.
Yeah, that tracks. It's a spaceport mouse droid. People probably kick it.
Either that or he ate the thing. Never eat a holocron.
Why would you eat a holocron?
I don't know. Fiber?
He shouldn't eat the holocron. It's this. It's bigger than his head. Actually, this
that makes it hard to put in your mouth.
Maybe he licked it.
This particular holocron would be hard to swallow. It tells lies a lot.
You should not lick the science when it's Sith science.
You shouldn't lick the science in general. Regardless of how that has repeatedly been how we have discovered artificial sweeteners over the years, one should not lick the science.
Sometimes it's also how we discover certain rocks and bones.
Yeah, well, don't lick the Sith artifacts.
Right, only bones.
Right, but maybe not Sith bones. Anyway.
Then ghosts get mad at you.
Right.
You go to lick a bone, and then suddenly there's a spectral image that forms around it so that it turns out to be anatomically part of the leg of the space ghost that is now materializing in front of you. And they just look down at you and go, while your tongue
well,
is firmly...
Well, that also tells you that it's a bone.
while your tongue has just attached to the bone as if you were licking a lamppost in A Christmas Story.
Whoops. No.
But that's not happening right now.
I am going by means of malfunctioning mouse droid to try to search the captain's quarters for a holocron.
Okay, give me a 2d6 roll. This is going to be lasers. Well, in Lasers and Feelings, you don't get a crit success unless you roll 3 successes. That's what they define crit success as. But let the record show that those 2 successes were ones. So let's see. As you make the little mouse droid spin in a 360, so you get a full pan of the room, you've got Cot with the captain saying words on it. Over there are some posters. There's a terminal. There's the captain's private fresher. There's a table with a distortion thing on it, where the camera's not loading it properly. There's the door that is next to the air vent. There's the there was a distorted thing on top of a table.
Point to the distorted thing.
All right. Now, how big is that ventilation tube?
The tube is big enough for the mouse droid to go in with maybe about 6 inches of clearance above it. Depending, because the tube is cylindrical, so the corners of the mouse droid get close, but the top of it has clearance if something's put on top of it in the center.
Does the table have legs?
It appears to be, it's like a TV tray table.
Darn.
So it does have legs.
Well, what else is on the table?
It's hard to tell. Like, everything is in focus with your little camera, but when you move the camera over to look at the top of the table, there's video artifacts.
Maybe I can knock the table over.
Did you attach the laser cutter to the mouse droid?
How is a mouse droid going to use a laser cutter?
Remotely?
Ask Lord Stabby.
I'm just saying, if it's got at least one leg, all we have to do is make sure that one or maybe two legs are a lot shorter, and everything on that table is going to be on the floor.
I have the laser cutter. I was thinking that maybe we could break into...
Okay, bump the legs then.
I am driving the mouse droid into the table legs over and over.
Give me a 2d6 feelings roll. This is not to knock the table over. You're saying you're doing this repeatedly, so that's going to happen. But give me a 2d6 feelings roll to determine the consequences.
Oh boy.
Let the record show that's 2 sixes. Holy criff.
That's 2 successes.
You went from rolling two ones to rolling two sixes.
These dice are interesting.
They're very interesting. And the animation, Foundry doesn't do, I'm saying this for the audience, I know the players in this game already know, Foundry doesn't do physics-based dice rolls. It does an RNG, and then it makes an animation to show you the die roll after the fact. That second D6 slowly rotated to land on six. It wasn't going to be six, but it was going to be six because not physics-based.
It had to be.
So you've
been how she's been rolling. I am now not convinced that Teh isn't a little force sensitive.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be great.
Because yeah. She seems to have way too much luck.
You are one with the mouse droid. The mouse droid is with you. You are one with the mouse droid. The mouse droid is with you. You back up the mouse droid. You gun it and ram forward into the legs of this TV tray table that was set up in the middle of the room, which is kind of odd because the captain does have a desk that's built into the wall. That's where the terminal is. But no, this separate tray was set up in the middle of the room with the distortion thing on top of it. And when you smack into the table, it knocks over in a comical fashion, and there is a thump, which the microphone does pick up, and the camera shakes a little bit, and the end result is you are fairly certain that whatever was on that table is now firmly resting on top of the mouse droid.
And now it is time to retreat.
Okay.
Hopefully the thing is not taller than about 6 inches.
You realize at this point that the captain's door is opening and closing.
That quick, doesn't sound good.
What was out in the hall?
Cut to a Jawa pressing more buttons.
Ah.
Back to. In fact, every door in the ship is opening and closing. Not all at the same time. You can go to the vent or you can try to go through the door. I'm not going to force one way or the other.
Let's try the vent because there's probably not pirates in the vents and there probably is pirates in the halls.
You go that into the sense. Vent, a xenomorph sees you there and says, "Oop, sorry," and backs
wrong
up.
Franchise.
There's a
wrong
beeping
franchise.
Sound. No, the universal something is backing up beeping sound.
Oh.
Yeah. So you go back into the vents because they're not attached very well anyway. Cut to outside. Amiad, the person who's been trying to talk to you, has pulled out a data pad and they are slowly saying, this would translate into Jawaese, but what you are hearing them say is, in a very thick accent, "I would very much like it if you stopped pressing the buttons that are doing weird things to the ship's controls."
At long last, Amiad takes out the thing that she grabbed back at Antux's parents' house. She takes out the clipboard and starts writing something down.
Is it an invoice?
No, it is not an invoice. It actually isn't much of anything.
Well,
but
good,
Amiad knows.
You have a clipboard.
If you are somewhere you're not supposed to be, doing technical things you're not supposed to be doing, your number one weapon is to look like you're doing an official inspection.
The difference between science and messing around with things is whether or not you're writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
There is a pause as there is some furious typing into a data pad. And then the space pirate asks you, "What language have you set this terminal to? And how do I change it back?"
Tando. Tando de opaco. Mambe. Lucalopo. Iki. Iki. Kiskikoa. Kiskigogoa.
They do some furious typing into their data pad, and then they squint at it. And then they say, "Ancient Greek? I don't think that's a real language."
Mubanya.
They may have gotten some of the syllables wrong.
Amiad will put the clipboard back away, nod to the pirate, and start walking for the exit again.
They immediately start pressing buttons on the terminal. Inside, there was a brief period of time where the doors stopped opening and closing randomly. The lights stopped going on and off randomly. The Keurig wasn't processing the same cup of coffee in an endless loop, making the strongest half ounce of sludge known to this side of the galaxy. all that stopped. But now that this one space pirate is trying to put things back the way they were, everything is doing what it was doing in reverse because they're just there pressing the space equivalent of Control Z.
So long as we can get our artifact back, they can have fun with that.
There is the thump thump sound of little mouse droid tires coming out of a tube and landing on Plascrete or whatever the equivalent is for spaceports in Star Wars.
Good job, little guy. You foiled the theft.
There is an additional voice that comes from the artifact sitting on top of the mouse droid.
Well, it's about time. I feared I was going to have to possess several pirates in order to get back to where I need to be.
Don't worry, we'll take you back.
Yes, my lord.
I trust the youngling who handed me over to the pirates has been thoroughly punished.
Yes, my lord.
No dessert for a week.
A week? Yes. The Empire has increased its discipline standards since I was alive. Good. This pleases me.
I have a backpack with me. I am not touching this thing. I will carefully, you know, if necessary, use the breakable that I grabbed to gently push it into the soft cushioning padding that I had for the breakable.
Oh, yes, a dark, brooding locale for me to plot and plan. You have done well, my servants. Where are we going?
Don't worry, we're going back to safety.
Okay. But explain to me in detail what you see. Where are we going? I need to know.
Okay, bundle things so that it can peek out.
Wait, I insist you stop at the Cinnabon.
Actually, wouldn't it be the Spinnabon?
It has been centuries. Okay, I can't really taste it anymore, but I can absorb its essence.
We will get to go put donuts and put them in with the
thing. Later, Antux's mother will wonder why the holocron is sticky.
And smells of cinnamon. But for some reason, that particular holocron appears to be more pleased than all the others.
Holocrons are like cats. They're always smug when they're inexplicably sticky. Because it means they've gotten into something they shouldn't.
Well, that one over there isn't sticky, but it apparently was eating space plastic.
Jawa friend, we have the holocron. The artifact.
Mumalu, Utini.
I have to say this in the holocron's voice because Ellie has written us a gem.
I have been told that cinnamon buns are good things, too pure for this world, and I have consumed one.
And we will cut to back in Tux's mother's house. You are carefully, possibly with little grabber things so that you do not touch the holocron itself, because now it's not just a dark relic of a bygone era, it's also sticky. You're placing it on the shelf next to the mantle where it was originally. Well, as originally enough for this campaign. Is there any last thing that any of you want to do?
First of all, we're definitely making sure that the one who lost it loses dessert for a week because reasons. And second of all, we make sure that our Jawa has a good hoodie to wear over the cloaks that looks normal.
I need to put the laser cutter back.
Good idea.
It was.
You too.
Same to you. Yeah.
All right. And that's where we're going to end it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. Who would like to play a thing?
Io's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. Some of them are even science fiction. And you can check them out on Hoopla if you want, or, you know, buy them at your friendly local ebook dealer, like, you know, Smashwords or wherever. And speaking of cool stuff, I don't know, there might be a Jawa around.
Well, we take all these podcasts and put them over on AaronBSmith.com. And you can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/CogwheelGaming. Help us keep the lights on along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshan, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, this is Crash saying, on a nearby ship, a bunch of screens are slowly turned off one by one, each of them showing various UIs and interfaces and camera views of some terminals in a spaceport and cameras inside a spaceship and the UI for controlling a mouse droid. A Jawa leans back in their chair and stretches and says a very satisfied, "Utini." Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Ning teme, ikinam tuske, no awesome.